Now, as you might have heard, Late Late Show presenter Ryan Tuberty has announced that he'll leave the programme at the end of the current season after 14 years in the hot seat. He said it wasn't an easy decision to make and had been a privilege to host what he described as a national institution. Speaking on Today with Claire Byrne earlier, Ryan said he knew in his heart and mind it was time, but it would be hard to say goodbye to such things as the Late Late Toy Show.
I've had my fun and it was glorious. It was glorious. Like, that toy show is magic. There's magic in the air. You want to see behind the scenes of that show. It's beautiful. That'll be hard to say goodbye to, but there will be no return. I know when it's time to say goodbye. And like the song says, it is indeed time to say goodbye.
And goodbye he will say at the end of the current run. His final show will be broadcast on the 29th of May on RT1, of course. We're joined here in the studio by the RT Director General, Dee Forbes. Welcome to the programme, Director General. So was it a bit of a surprise when Ryan came and told you he wanted to leave?
Look, it's always a surprise when somebody comes with news like that. And, you know, I think I'd love to just take the opportunity on the airwaves to thank Ryan for his 14 years of incredible commitment to the Late Late. He's been a phenomenal presenter. He is a phenomenal presenter. He has made it his own. He has been with us through times of national joy, crisis, and lots of sorrow. And of course, as you heard him say there with Claire this morning, he has made the Late Late Toy Show his own. He is the toy man, and he will be missed by kids and families all over the country for that. But I think the reaction today is testament to the role Ryan has played for us here in RTÉ over that time. Of course, he will be staying with us on radio, and we're delighted with that. And of course, as he said as well, there's probably more things ahead. So we look forward to whatever that may be. But I think it's testament to him, the reaction we're hearing and seeing today around the country, that he has. He touches the national psyche every Friday night. I think, you know, I've worked with him for 7 years. It's been an absolute privilege to work and to see somebody of his calibre every Friday night present a live TV show for, you know, over 3 hours in some occasions. And I think when we saw everything during COVID, he was there in the studio on his own. He kept the nation in the palm of his hand. And I think what he has done with the Late Late, having filled very big shoes from Pat and from Gay, is made it a place where the nation comes together to reflect on our culture, our music, our sport, our achievements, and sometimes sorrow. And I think he really has made the Late Late that place where we come together on a Friday night and we reflect.
It must be, in European broadcasting terms, pretty well unique now at this stage. A live, as you say, 2, sometimes 3 hour show broadcast weekly on a Friday evening. Is RT committed to that format, or is that something that might be looked at this moment of transition?
Look, it's a TV phenomenon, and I think you talk to anybody around the world involved in live television, and they look at it with, you know, eyes wide open, going, how can this happen? And again, you know, Ryan and Graham Norton, for example, regularly talk about this in the UK, for example. But I think, you know, what we're seeing, and obviously, you know, the world has changed. The world that Ryan began in broadcasting 14 years ago to now is completely different. And we're looking at a lot more fragmented viewing, people viewing in different ways. But the engagement with the Late Late is second to none. But it's, you know, again, people are watching live, they're watching catch-up, they're watching in snippets on the player, they're interacting via social media. So there's no doubt that the ways in which people are watching and listening has changed. And obviously we now will now sit down and we'll have a look at what's next, who's next in that seat. And of course we'll make that announcement in due course.
Who might be in the frame?
Well, Brian, maybe you tell me. Do you fancy it?
No, I'm ruling myself out. But I suppose that depends and goes back to my previous question about the format of the programme, whether it might in future be something that would be maybe shorter, that would be pre-recorded. So there's a number of decisions we made.
There's
here.
A lot to think about, for sure. And, you know, a show of that nature, you know, it has evolved over the years. I mean, things are different now than Gay's time, for example. But again, as I say, this is today's news. This is Ryan's day. and we'll take the time now to look at all of this.
And he'll be back on our screens in other ways as well. Is that what you're telling us, too?
Well, certainly he's had declared this morning that he's got plenty of ideas to hand, and we look forward to hearing what those may be. But again, importantly, Brian, he's on air tomorrow night for the St. Patrick's Day special, a celebration of everything Irish, and I think it's going to be a great show.
The show literally goes on.
It does go on, Brian.
Dee Forbes, thanks very much for talking to us. Back with more after this short break.